The Church of St. Agnes. The Church of St. Agnes in Agone is one of the most significant places of faith and art in the heart of Rome, one of the greatest masterpieces of Baroque architecture, dominating Piazza Navona with its lively shapes, a space created following the perimeter of the ancient arena of the stadium of the Roman Emperor Domitian. In that stadium, exactly under this floor, there is the place where Agnes, a 13-year-old Roman girl, was imprisoned because of her faith in Christ and was killed with a blow to the neck like an immolated lamb in the year 305. The Pamphili family, who moved from Gubbio to Rome, bought a residence right next door. And when in 1651 Giovanni Battista Pamphili, who became Pope under the name of Innocent X, transformed the house into an imposing palace and adorned the square with Bernini's grandiose fountain, he also decided to build a splendid new church in place of the small church that had been built here in honor of Agnes. The building we see is a masterpiece, the fruit of the genius of Francesco Borromini. The sacristy itself is one of the best examples of Baroque architecture, endowed with exceptional acoustics. Above the central entrance portal, we see the monument to Pope Innocent X, flanked by the figures of faith and justice. The altar on the north side chapel is dedicated to Saint Agnes, exactly opposite the one dedicated to the martyr Saint Sebastian. The high altar shows, in an elegant bas-relief, the meeting of the Holy Family of Jesus with the family of John the Baptist. The four green marble columns come from an ancient triumphal arch of the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Above our head, the dome shows Saint Agnes entering the glory of God among the saints and angels.